Price resistance is simply how the prospect tells you that you haven't given him enough evidence that the benefits will outweigh the price. Never argue price. The prospect says, boy, that's a lot. You say, yes, Mr. Prospect, it's not cheap. However, there are very good reasons for the price, and I would like to explain some of them to you. There are very good reasons why thousands of people have examined this product carefully and compared it with our competitors and decided to pay more and buy this product. Would you like to know what they are and get back to talking about value? If it is a high price, if you're the highest price on the market, you say, yes, Mr. Prospect, we are the highest price supplier of this product or service in the market, and we are busier today than we have ever been. Would you like to know why so many people are using our services even though we charge more? And the person will almost invariably say, yes, why? Because, and these are the benefits and values that you get. It's so logical, simple. You go into a high fashion woman's store, and a woman looks at a dress, and it's $800. And she says, my, that's a lot of money. And if the clerk comes up and says, yes, and you want to know why that's so expensive, and explains the stitching and the seams and the material and the lining and so on, and who made it and who's wearing it and where it was designed, when they explain all that, it doesn't seem to be that expensive. It's still high, but it doesn't seem to be that expensive. So 7 points on handling price objections. First of all, don't mention price until the customer asks the price. Do not bring up price at the beginning. If a person says, well, that looks like an interesting product, how much is it? Say, could I come to that in just a second? That's the good part. That's one of the things I say. Hey, that is the good part. Could I come to that in just a second? I just want to go over one or two more things quickly and then come to the price. Put the price off and bring the price into the conversation where you want to bring it in. In my sales presentations, I have a specific place where price appears. And at that point, either the customer says, oh, by the way, how much is it? Or I say, I'll bet you'd like to know how much it's going to cost. But it doesn't come up until that point. And if it does, I put it off. So number two is always focus your presentation on the value he receives, not on the money you receive. Talk about what he's getting rather than what you're getting. Always justify the price with sound reasons. Always explain why it costs this much. Never discuss price without mentioning value and benefits at the same time. If a person says, well, how much is this machine? Don't say, this machine is X number of dollars. What you say is, this machine, including this, this, and this, plus these attachments, plus 90 days warranty and a supply of 1,000 sheets of paper, will cost you X number of dollars per month, or whatever it happens to be. In other words, always precede the price by restating the value that the person is going to get as a result of paying that price. Remember, intensified buying desire reduces price sensitivity, which is another way of saying the more they want it, the less they care about the price. And your job is to increase how much they want it, not to argue over the price. Compare the price with more expensive articles. When a person says, that costs too much, a perfect answer is compared with what, Mr. Prospect? Sometimes they don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea what things cost. They may not have bought one of these for 5 years and don't realize that the price has gone up 200%. You say, compared with what? Well, you could say, well, compared with ABC's product. Mr. Prospect, ABC's product, in the same line, is $275 more than ours is. As a matter of fact, here's their recent price sheet. You have to find out what they're comparing you with. If you say, this is a Mercedes automobile, geez, that costs a lot compared to what? Compared to a Honda. That's true, but there are very, very distinct differences why it costs so much more. Would you like to know what they are? So always compare apples to oranges. And one of the things which I suggest that you do, whatever your product is, take products that are selling for more than yours and be sure you know what their price structure is. When a person says, geez, that's expensive, you say, Mr. Prospect, here are our major competitors, and here's what they're charging, and they're charging this and this and this, which is even more than what ours are. So based on a competitive market, ours is very favorably priced. Number seven is stretch the price over the life of the product, which is a very, very good way to do it. The person says, well, geez, that costs a lot. You say, it costs $300 more than the other machine. But Mr. Prospect, this machine has a 5-year life. That works out to about $60 a year more, which works out to about $2 a month more for all of the additional quality accessories and facilities that are built into it. Is it worth $2 a month more is basically the question, which comes out to approximately 6 cents a day more. Is it worth 6 cents a day more to have all these features involved? The more you stretch the price over the life of the product, the smaller it appears to be. And one other point, one other thing which you can do is compare it with things like buying a package of cigarettes. It's the equivalent to so many packages of cigarettes. Or break it down into single unit prices. This is how much it costs per day.